news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, another cold start. 30 as we get rolling on this Tuesday morning. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill says, just wait around. We got some warm-up and some rain in the mix. More on that coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride-in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, another cold start this morning, but accident-free conditions. No delays between Daphne and Mobile across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling 65 from Airport to Offutt, it's been quiet so far all the way up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saarland. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Be the talk of your parade this year. Toomey's Mardi Gras store can make that happen. With over 100 new items in stock, you'll see the best selection of throws in town. Decorate your entryway or party room with fantastic Mardi Gras decor, costume accessories, fun wigs, masks, even t-shirts. Find everything Mardi Gras at Toomey's Mardi Gras stores in Mobile, the Eastern Shore Center, or shop and order online at toomeysmardigras.com. Layaway available. Shop the original Toomey's Mardi Gras store where it's Mobile Mardi Gras every day.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cold with temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and not as cold with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-8231. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll get an in-depth discussion on the work week weather and a look forward to the weekend with Senior Bowl Saturday included. That's coming your way around 6:35. Also, Kane keeps us up to date on traffic, and Quinn Hillier joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Top stories of the day. Sad news here. Another murder, and making it now three for the city of Mobile in 2020. Mobile police investigating a homicide at the Circle K. It's like a Circle K BP gas station at the intersection of Airport and University. No report, no release of any information from MPD yet. We're waiting on that. Mobile City Council to discuss passenger rail service. That's today in a finance committee meeting. We'll get into that. Plus, the laziest states in America.
Really?
And CDC study finds. Yeah. Alabama's on that list.
Oh, no. Yeah,
Not again. Yeah, we'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. In sports?
Oh, well, a former Alabamian that was not lazy, Jalen Hurts, is in town for the Senior Bowl, and Jim Nagy, the executive director, gifted him a very special present last night that he'll be wearing on the field this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a collector's item when they do reproductions of this thing.
That's sure. Right, it will.
And in Washington, in a 171-page memorandum, the White House legal team is out with its basic arguments against the House's impeachment of President Trump. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
The White House legal team is moving with the Dershowitz defense that, quote, an impeachable offense requires a violation of established law that inflicts sufficiently egregious harm on the government. And later there's a section of argument titled, "The Senate may not consider allegations not charged in the articles of impeachment." That seems to settle the president's lawyers against calling new witnesses, if not witnesses entirely. There have been times Mr. Trump has tweeted and spoken about the need to call Hunter Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff to testify. And there are sections seemingly right from the president's own arguments about it being, quote, entirely appropriate to ask about possible Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election, as well as it being, quote, appropriate for President Trump to ask President Zelensky about the Biden-Burisma affair. Emphasis on the word ask versus aid to Ukraine being contingent on those investigations. The articles of impeachment are charges of abuse of power and obstructing the congressional investigations into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Whatever the outcomes from those actions, one of the Trump team lawyers, famed legal analyst Alan Dershowitz, says it doesn't matter since he will argue there was no crime. Dershowitz pressed on MSNBC Monday.
Do you believe Donald Trump abused the power of his office? Yes or no?
That's irrelevant because my view is that abuse of
power. You're his attorney, one of them. I don't think that's irrelevant.
It's a political argument that's made by opponents against all presidents. So abuse of power can never be a criteria for impeaching or removing a president.
The president tweeting out anger at the idea of new witnesses possibly being called. They didn't want John Bolton and others in the House. They were in too much of a rush. Now they want them all in the Senate. Not supposed to be that way. However, House committees that looked into the Ukraine matter at the heart of the impeachment did consider subpoenas for Bolton and others, but the aides were told by the White House to not appear, and courts are still dealing with subpoena fights between the two branches that go back to the Mueller report. Now, the former National Security Advisor says he would appear if called by the Senate. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The best I get, it's 11 o'clock our time to get started again in Washington. We'll talk more about that. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 6:13, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating the city's third homicide of the year. That crime happened last night around 11 o'clock at a gas station near Airport and University. The body of the victim was seen in the parking lot. We're working to get more information from Mobile police this morning. Opening statements are expected in the triple murder trial in Pensacola. Donald Hartung is accused of three counts of first-degree murders in the deaths of his mother and his two half-brothers. The murders happened in 2015. Family members believe money was a motive. A man was found shot to death inside his car in Pensacola near Pipeline Road. 1 week later, no arrests have been made. Now the victim's family is asking for help. Investigators say Julio Jacinto was in his white BMW last Monday night. He was driving home from work. Surveillance pictures show a dark-colored Dodge pickup truck that could be connected to that crime. Now Jacinto's family is asking others to share those pictures of the truck to help find his killer. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks.
See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
A special Senior Bowl helmet for Jalen Hurts. Two transfer quarterbacks choose their next teams. And Auburn basketball falls in the Associated Press Top 25. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. The players and coaches are all in town now and will begin their week of practice this afternoon at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Last night, Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy made a special presentation to Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. Hurts will likely draw thousands of Alabama and Oklahoma fans at Saturday's game. He spent his first 3 years with the Crimson Tide before transferring to Oklahoma for his final season. Because of that, Nagy presented Hurts with a helmet that is half Alabama and half Oklahoma. On the Alabama side of the helmet, Jalen's number 2 is displayed and the OU logo on the Oklahoma side. The equipment company Rydell didn't stop there. They made another helmet just like the one that Hurts will wear this week. It'll be auctioned off as a fundraiser for a charity very close to Hurts' heart. Whoever buys the helmet at the auction on Thursday night at Moe's Original Barbecue in downtown Mobile will be donating to Special Spectators. The charity gives sick children the opportunity to go to sporting events VIP style. Hurts and the South team will take the field at Ladd Peebles for practice this afternoon at 1 p.m., followed by the North team at 3. In college football transfer news, former Florida quarterback Felipe Franks is headed to Arkansas. Franks began the 2019 season as the Gators starter before he suffered a season-ending injury in September. Since 2016, Franks has appeared in 27 games for Florida. He's started 24 and has thrown for over 4,500 yards with 38 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. Houston graduate transfer quarterback De'Eriq King announced Monday that he has committed to Miami. King reportedly also considered transferring to Arkansas, LSU, and Maryland. King announced in September after Houston's fourth game that he would redshirt the remainder of the 2019 season and return to Houston in 2020. Under current rules, players are allowed to play up to 4 games in the season without losing their redshirt. King changed course last week when he announced during the college football playoff national championship game that he had entered the transfer portal. In NFL news, the Tennessee Titans will have to rebuild their coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive coordinator Dean Pease announced Monday that he's retiring after 47 years coaching football, including 16 in the NFL. His decision came the day after the Titans' 35-24 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Pease spent 10 seasons as a defensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens and New England Patriots before he joined the Titans. He's one of 8 defensive coordinators in NFL history to coach in the Super Bowl with 2 different teams. And Tennessee Titans defensive backs coach Kerry Combs is returning to Columbus after being named the defensive coordinator at Ohio State. Combs previously worked at Ohio State as the cornerbacks coach, special teams coordinator, and assistant defensive coordinator. He'll succeed Jeff Hafley as the defensive coordinator and secondary coach. Hafley left the Buckeyes to become the head coach at Boston College. In college basketball, Auburn and Kentucky are still the only ranked SEC teams in the latest AP Top 25 poll, but both dropped from where they were last week. Auburn fell from undefeated and ranked 4th to number 16 after losing in back-to-back blowouts to Alabama and Florida. Kentucky fell from number 10 to number 15 after losing to South Carolina last week, the Wildcats' 4th loss of the season. LSU, Florida, and Arkansas each received some votes, not enough to get them in the top 25. Baylor is the new number one ranked team. They're the seventh top ranked team this season, which matches the all-time record from 1983. Gonzaga dropped to number two, followed by Kansas, San Diego State, and Florida State at number five. Louisville comes in at number six, followed by Dayton, Duke, Villanova, and Seton Hall. It's 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. The 71st annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. The draft starts here. Tickets on sale now at seniorbowl.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cold with temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and not as cold with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots. Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
Good morning from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No delays. A chilly start again this morning, so head out and start the heater before you leave. Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, 65 look great. No delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile has a new look and a new menu with emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience at a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your CBD store at West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure. Sample products before you buy and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store at West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-591-8528. That's 800-591-8528. 800-591-8528.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way. Just about 10 minutes from now with a in-depth weather discussion. Includes some rain, but some beautiful weather for the weekend. We'll get to that in just a second. And a correction, earlier I said that the Seneca cranked up at noon our time, but it's actually noon our time.
Yeah, it looks like it'll get started at noon our time. And today, of course, they will be arguing over the rules.
Yes. Yeah, we'll run down like a quick list here from Axios. Said a couple things here on the list. First of all, yeah, noon our time, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell trying to make the process as speedy as possible with days that could run 12 hours or more.
Mm.
Why wouldn't they get started earlier?
Yeah, why start at noon?
And then go to midnight.
Then they'll have to be back at it tomorrow.
So look for very cranky senators under the four-page ground rules McConnell's office released at 5:47 p.m. yesterday. Senators face marathon sessions during a bitterly fought constitutional process with political risk for all. Senators didn't make dinner plans this week and expected to be in the chamber until early morning hours on several days. Chief Justice John Roberts is the presiding official, of course, here. He said the cell phone ban on the Senate floor, which was increasingly overlooked in recent years, is expected to be enforced. Each day will begin with the archaic proclamation, all persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment.
There's
a lot of people will cheer for that. Maybe put some senators in prison, right?
Yeah, maybe some of the senators will gig other ones. Like, can you imagine some of those going to jail just for making some noise in
there?
He
was talking. It wasn't me. Today's all about procedural fights. Democrats will try to force the Senate to allow new witnesses and documents. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer has called McConnell's roadmap deeply unfair. Any senator that votes for the McConnell resolution will be voting to hide information and evidence from the American people, says Schumer. Mitch McConnell's plan is, number one, the Senate will vote today on the rules of the trial. Opening arguments start tomorrow. House Democratic managers and President Trump's defense team will each be given up to 24 hours over 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Senators will then have 16 hours to submit their questions to Justice Roberts.
Or sleep.
Yeah, there's that, too. After the question and answer period, the Senate will vote on whether to consider and debate witness subpoenas. If the Senate votes yes on that, then each side can move to subpoena witnesses. Ultimately, the Senate will vote on whether to convict the president and remove him from office. So there's just a little bit of what's laid out.
Long days. It's about time they work some long days, right?
Right. Long day. But once again, I'm missing something. Maybe there's meetings they have to have in the morning or something like that. I just don't know why they wouldn't get started maybe at 8.
Yeah.
Instead of going to midnight.
You can at least grab dinner.
I don't know. They're commanded to remain silent under imprisonment.
The pain of imprisonment. That's so awesome.
There you go. That's what's happening today in Washington. A little bit of it. President has left. He's gone to Davos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
talking economics.
Yeah, we'll get into some of that coming up in the second half of the hour. Plus, Quinn Hillier joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk more about that. Checking in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just a couple minutes. Weekend, we've got the Senior Bowl, of course, got the practices all week. He'll lay out the forecast for the practices and Senior Bowl Saturday coming up. 627 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The man accused of shooting a gas station clerk committed the crime while on probation. 34-year-old Reginald Blevins was released late last year after pleading guilty to murdering Joey O'Brien back in 2013. A day before the shooting, the Mobile County District Attorney's Office revoked his probation. Blevins could be in court later this week. Mobile Fire Rescue says a fire at a duplex on Spring Hill Avenue was accidental. They say an outside breaker sparked that fire late Monday night, which quickly spread to the attic. Everyone was able to get out safely. No one was hurt. Fairhope police are expected to release more information after arresting a teenager for child pornography. 19-year-old Jordan Williams was arrested over the weekend after an alleged victim reported him. Williams faces 19 charges, including possession, distribution, and production of pornography with minors. He was in jail on a $500,000 bond. Players will be back on the field as they get ready for the Senior Bowl. There are just 5 days until the big matchup. The South team will hit the field first, the practice starting at 1 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. It's all about
you. Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141. That's 800-834-1141.
President Trump making a quick trip to the World Economic Summit at Davos, Switzerland, landing this morning and making a speech. Mr. Trump selling a rosy picture of the U.S. economy to business leaders to attract investment.
Wages are rising across the board. And those at the bottom of the income ladder are enjoying the percentage by far largest gains.
Back home, the Senate's getting ready to begin his impeachment trial today with fierce debate expected over the rules issued by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, opening arguments probably held over until tomorrow. Face masks selling out and temperature checks at airports the new norm as China tries to control the outbreak of a new coronavirus that has reached four other countries already. David Culver is in Beijing.
Everyday folks now realizing that they need to really get into some sort of preparation mode. The question for them is, what would that look like? And that's the frustration here that we're seeing on Chinese social media. A lot of people are trying to figure out what kind of guidelines they should be following, and they have not yet received those.
I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Despite a strong economy and robust stock markets, more than half of CEOs expect the pace of global economic growth to decline this year. According to a new survey released by PwC, CEOs are growing increasingly pessimistic, with 53% anticipating a decline in economic growth in 2020. 1 year ago, CEOs expressed record levels of optimism about the economy. At that time, 57% responded that GDP growth would improve, and only 29% expressed pessimism about future economic growth. This year, only 22% of CEOs project there will be a rise in the rate of economic growth in 2020. BAE Systems is doubling down on the U.S. defense market with its biggest acquisition in more than a decade, agreeing to buy a business that tracks everything from jet fighters to tanks from United Technologies for $1.93 billion. Crude oil trading at $57.87 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, we're looking at, I think, 30 now at our studio, so we definitely hit freezing here in town. What about the rest of the area? How cold we get?
Well, it's even colder at the airport, 27 right now. And we've got quite a few readings of 27 degrees around the area. And we're going to have one more night like this, so prepare for mid-20s for tonight. Now, today, another rather chilly day. Yesterday, the high was only 48 degrees. Today, we'll be in the mid-40s, perhaps 46 degrees for this afternoon, but we should have sunny skies, so that'll help a bit. Tonight, with a light wind, we'll see temperatures drop down again to 27, perhaps 26 degrees at daybreak. And then tomorrow, we'll see a few clouds, and it'll be a little bit warmer. And the high tomorrow, about 52 degrees, which is about 9 degrees below normal. So still kind of cool tomorrow. As we look ahead to the rest of the week and the weekend, storm system will be moving into Texas Wednesday night and Thursday. And that's going to cause clouds to increase tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, we can expect periods of rain. And highs will be in the 50s, possibly up to 58 degrees. The rain will continue Thursday night and then move out early on Friday with the passage of a cold front, really a dry front. And Friday will clear off and become mostly sunny. And we'll actually see temperatures get up to normal, about 60 degrees. And for the weekend, looking good. And this is rather unbelievable, but Saturday, sunny skies and 62 degrees. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy, and again, up to 62.
You mean a Senior Bowl Saturday with sun and temps in the 60s, Dr. Bill? I mean, I won't say unprecedented, but it's not the normal.
Yes, and that's what it is going to be like with nice, pleasant temperatures. Normal is 61. We'll be up to about 62. And the wind will not be a problem, so looks like a beautiful day for football.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, where do they get that?
And we have a number of locations. You can pick up copies right here at 106.5 or at Fox 10, but also Bike Ward's Liberty Safes and also Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road and West Marine also have copies. If you're over in the Eastern Shore in Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply and Autocraft Collision Center, and Billy Langford Allstate, and they're all in Fairhope. And if you happen to be over in the Robertsdale area, at Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll talk some about states. So CDC has its list of the laziest states out there. And I found another list. Which states hate which other states?
I can think of a few that
you
I
see
hate.
What I'm saying? Like state?
Yeah, which one is the most hated?
By that people in that state.
Okay. Hopefully so. Alabama isn't on too many lists.
I'll give you that list coming up in just a second. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident. Ran off the road, I-65 southbound north of I-10. Still got gusty winds across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort looking good with no other wrecks in roadways. Toomey's Mardi Gras is your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's opened 7 days a week at Government Boulevard in Mobile and now Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center with over 100 new items this year at Toomey's Mardi Gras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mardi Gras is on the way, and D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of styles to choose from. Buy a standard tux starting from $89.95 and tails from $119.95. Get the tails package, including tails, PK shirt, vest, and bow tie for $189.95. Tux and tails rentals start as low as $69.95. D&K has a full line of formal accessories, including vests, bow ties, cummerbunds, and more, all at discount prices. For all your Mardi Gras formal attire needs, shop D&K on the Beltline today and let the good times roll. Online, dnkmobile.com.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation mission is to improve and protect Alabama's coastal environment through cooperation, education, and participation. Whether you're new to ACF or have been with them for 26 years, sharing your time and financial support of our beautiful coastal areas is critical. If you're not a member, now would be a great time to get involved. For a complete list of upcoming activities and how you can get started, visit joinacf.org.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You know, coming up, Senior Bowl. It's really not state on state rivalry, but South versus North rivalries mm-hmm. that are out there. Of course, in the football world, we deal with state versus state rivalries, but a very real thing out there. So here you go. A writer recently polled his 320,000 Instagram followers and asked them to name their state's least favorite state.
That's a pretty good sample size.
Yeah, pretty heady stuff. He got enough responses to draw conclusions for 49 out of 50 states. Only Hawaii couldn't come up with a rival. So, four highlights of what he found here. California has the most states that hate it.
That makes sense.
Nine states hate California. Basically, every other state in the Pacific or Mountain time zone hates California.
They're ruining it for everyone.
California hates Texas the most, which is funny because there's been a pretty big exodus over the last decade of people leaving California and going to Texas. North Carolina's least favorite state?
Got to be South Carolina.
South Carolina, you got it. South Carolina's least favorite state?
Georgia?
No, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Only guessing maybe because of the Clemson, Ohio State.
I could see
football.
That. Yeah.
So I guess. New Jersey was the only state that hates everyone. Apparently in New Jersey, they nominated so many other states that it was the only conclusion that New Jersey hates everyone.
That's awesome.
And there's only one state that hates itself.
One state that hates itself. Oh, Florida.
You nailed it.
It's exactly. Got to be Florida.
It is Florida. Florida hates Florida, as does Alabama and Georgia. So Alabama, we hate Florida the most. Georgia hates Florida the most. Florida hates Florida the most. Now, who hates Alabama?
Does Tennessee hate Alabama?
Not really. No, I mean, maybe at some level, but it's not the number one. They hate Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I see that.
Now, who hates Alabama? Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Those states to our west, they hate Alabama. And I think that probably has something to do with football. But I thought it was interesting that California hates Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else in the Pacific and Mountain region hate California. Florida hates itself.
Now,
Texas hates Oklahoma, by the way.
Does anyone hate Alaska? Is there anyone that hates Alaska?
Let me see. I know that Alaska hates Texas. I saw that in there. Alaska
That's
hates
random.
Alaska hates Texas. I don't see any. Must have not had enough information to make the list because I did not see anything for hates Alaska. So nobody hating on Alaska.
No.
So there you go. There's just some of what states hate which other states.
That's awesome.
Thought that was of interest. And then, while we're talking about states, more states in the news here. CDC said these are the laziest states in America. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this month released its findings from a recent study on physical inactivity levels across the United States. The study, which combined data from 2015 through 2018, is based on telephone interviews conducted by both federal and state health officials. Let me point out, these are people lazy enough to just hang around and talk on the phone.
Good point.
Might have skewed the sample.
At least they picked the phone up.
That's true. Unless they had just like one of those blue, well, they still have to press something. All right, so here's what they find. Overall, all states and territories had more than 15% of adults who were considered physically inactive. Physical inactivity was determined if they responded no to the question, during the past month, other than your regular job, did you participate in any physical activities or exercises such as running, calisthenics, golf, gardening, or walking for exercise? They said, no, the South had the highest levels of physical inactivity.
That makes sense.
28% of adults responding no to the above question. Coming in second was the Northeast at 25.6%. The Midwest and West followed at 25% and 20.5% respectively. In particular, seven states made the bad list here. Oklahoma,
okay.
Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Which, I mean, think about the ball players we have come out of there. They're not inactive.
Yeah, we just watch them.
That's right. They reported the highest levels of inactivities in these states. 30% of more or of adults in those states were physically inactive. Top of the list, Colorado, Washington, Utah, Oregon, and the District of Columbia were the most active areas in the nation, with at least 20% of physical inactivity levels, according to findings. So there you go. A little bit about the states this morning. 6:44, coming right back, we'll check sports with Dalton.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating the city's third homicide of the year. That crime happened last night around 11 o'clock at a gas station near Airport and University. The body of the victim was seen in the parking lot. We're working to get more information from Mobile police this morning. Opening statements are expected in the triple murder trial in Pensacola. Donald Hartung is accused of three counts of first-degree murders in the deaths of his mother and his two half-brothers. The murders happened in 2015. Family members believe money was a motive. A man was found shot to death inside his car in Pensacola near Pipeline Road. 1 week later, no arrests have been made. Now the victim's family is asking for help. Investigators say Julio Jacinto was in his white BMW last Monday night. He was driving home from work. Surveillance pictures show a dark-colored Dodge pickup truck that could be connected to that crime. Now Jacinto's family is asking others to share those pictures of the truck to help find his killer. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
A special Senior Bowl helmet for Jalen Hurts. Two transfer quarterbacks choose their next teams. And Auburn basketball falls in the AP Top 25. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. The players and the coaches are all in town and will begin their week of practice this afternoon at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Last night, Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy made a special presentation to Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. Hurts will likely draw thousands of Alabama and Oklahoma fans at Saturday's game. He spent his first 3 years with the Crimson Tide before transferring to Oklahoma for his final season. Because of that, Nagy presented Hurts with a helmet that is half Alabama and half Oklahoma. On the Alabama side of the helmet, Jalen's number 2 is displayed, and the OU logo on the Oklahoma side. The equipment company, Riedel, didn't stop there. They made another helmet just like the one that Hertz will wear this week. It'll be auctioned off as a fundraiser for a charity very close to Hertz's heart. Whoever buys the helmet at the auction on Thursday night at Moe's Original Barbecue in downtown Mobile will be donating to Special Spectators. It's a charity that gives sick children the opportunity to go to sporting events VIP style. Hertz and the South team will take the field at Ladd Peebles for practice this afternoon at 1 p.m., followed by the North team at 3. In college football transfer news, former Florida quarterback Felipe Franks is headed to Arkansas. Franks began the 2019 season as the Gators starter before suffering a season-ending injury in September. Since 2016, Franks has appeared in 27 games for Florida. He's started 24 and has thrown for over 4,500 yards with 38 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. Houston graduate transfer quarterback De'Aaron King announced Monday that he has committed to Miami. King reportedly also considered transferring to Arkansas, LSU, and Maryland. He announced in September after Houston's fourth game that he would redshirt the remainder of the 2019 season and return to Houston in 2020. Under current rules, players are allowed to play up to four games in a season without losing their redshirt. He changed course last week when King announced during the college football national championship game that he had entered the transfer portal. In NFL news, the Tennessee Titans will have to rebuild their coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive coordinator Dean Pease announced yesterday that he's retiring after 47 years coaching football, including 16 in the NFL. His decision came the day after the Titans' 35-24 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Pease spent 10 seasons as a defensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens and New England Patriots before he joined the Titans. He's one of eight defensive coordinators in NFL history to coach in a Super Bowl with two different teams. And Tennessee Titans defensive backs coach Kerry Combs is returning to Columbus after being named the defensive coordinator at Ohio State. The 58-year-old came to the Titans when Mike Vrabel accepted the head coaching position. Combs previously worked at Ohio State as the cornerbacks coach, special teams coordinator, and assistant defensive coordinator. He'll succeed Jeff Hafley as the defensive coordinator and secondary coach at Ohio State. Hafley left the Buckeyes to become the head coach at Boston College. In college basketball, Auburn and Kentucky are still the only ranked SEC teams in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll. Both dropped from where they were last week. Auburn fell from undefeated and ranked fourth to number 16 after losing in back-to-back blowouts to Alabama and Florida. Kentucky fell from number 10 to number 15 after losing to South Carolina last week. It was the Wildcats' fourth loss of the season. LSU, Florida, and Arkansas each received some votes. Baylor is the new number one ranked team. They're the seventh top-ranked team this season, which matches the all-time record from 1983. Gonzaga dropped to number two, followed by Kansas, San Diego State, and Florida State at number five. Louisville comes in at number six, followed by Dayton, Duke, Villanova, and Seton Hall. 6:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers just working one accident now. They have a car that went off the roadway just off the southbound 65 north of I-10. State Troopers have been called out to that area. Light traffic still so far off of the airport, Dauphin and Moffitt and 65. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS with audits or if you owe additional taxes. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Need a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells Yamaha and Star street legal carts. They also sell all models of used carts, even rent golf carts for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and yes, golf. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. And remember, they'll custom build a cart just for you. Visit them at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. Just look for the lot full of golf carts. CartDoctor.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be cold with temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-20s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and not as cold with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
At 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Of course, you on the text line at 343-0106. So let's do this. We do it every year before Super Bowl. How much are tickets going for, right? This is always the chat. Sounds like NFL fans are loving the Super Bowl matchup between the 49ers and the Chiefs because ticket prices are soaring out there on ticket site SeatGeek. Is that like a challenger to StubHub?
Yeah, it's like the Ticketmaster StubHub challenger there.
All right. Average resale price for a Super Bowl ticket? $6,232 for a ticket.
Pocket change.
A ticket. It's about $1,000 higher than the previous record holder, which was Super Bowl 52. Average resale price for that one reached $5,373. Once again, y'all, average resale price, $6,232 per ticket.
That's insane.
Last we checked, the cheapest seat on SeatGeek is $5,719 after fees. That's cheap seats. Push you up in the nosebleed, way up there in the middle of the row. The most expensive seat outside of the exclusive 72 Club, which I don't know.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, sounds like there should be disco music at the Studio 54. Sorry, it's different than 72 Club. The most expensive seat outside the exclusive 72 Club.
And that's because their perfect season in 1972 Miami.
Ah, okay.
They're undefeated
season.
That's
right. So it's because it's down at Joe Robbie Blockbuster Miami Stadium.
Hard Rock now.
Show you how long it's been for them. the most expensive seat outside the club, $19,605.
Wow.
So if you're looking to book a big group, they got a 22-person suite for only $333,000.
Oh, there. Is that all? You can go in on that.
What's the breakdown there?
What was that, like $11,000 a person? Way off.
Chump change. So there you go. So the average resale price, $6,232. Most expensive outside the 72 Club, $19,605. You know, NFL, for everybody. It's for everybody. It's for families. It's for everybody to go.
You know, people wonder why I'm a Tennessee Titans fan.
Yeah.
When I was born in Nashville and lived there for a while, and we got season tickets when they came to Nashville. Actually watched in their first year at Vanderbilt Stadium.
$333,000 worth?
Yeah, $300,000. Probably over time, really. But if your team wins the conference championship and gets into the Super Bowl, they do a draw for Super Bowl tickets, and you can only have two. The minimum price for each of those tickets, $950. So really, if you're a season ticket holder and you win the draw, that's a steal. Because now on the secondary market, you're looking at thousands of dollars.
Cha-ching, for sure. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check news next.